弟兄姊妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
感谢主又赐给我们这个美好的主日，让我们一起能在他的殿中来敬拜他。
We thank our Lord that gave us this beautiful day so that we can come to worship Him.
这是主为他的儿女所预备的最美好的礼物。
This is the most beautiful gift the Lord has prepared for His children.
让我们一起来到他的面前，来求主引导我们今天的敬拜。
Let us come before the Lord to ask Him to lead our worship.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，又把你的儿女聚在一起。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and compassion that you gathered your children under your wing.
主，你是大而可畏的神。
Lord, you are a great and fearful God.
主，你是昔在、今在、永在的神。
And you were, you are, and you will be.
主，你也是永不改变的神。
And you are the Lord that never changes.
主，你也是从缺公义的神。
And you are the righteous and just God.
主啊，就求主你引导我们今天的敬拜。
Lord, we ask you to guide our worship.
主，就求主你圣灵充满这个房间，主你也充满每一个你儿女的心。
Let your Holy Spirit be filled in this room and in your children's heart.
让我们一起奉耶稣基督的名，真的在这里来敬拜主。
Let us all together in the name of our Lord to worship you.
愿我们每个人都能从你的话语中得到造就。
Let every one of us that be benefited from your words.
让我们的生命如明光一样照亮周围。
Let our life shine like the stars. In this wicked world,
主，我们就把今天的敬拜交托在你的手中。
Lord, we commit our worship today into your hand.
求主你完全的引导。
Lord, we ask your guidance.
主，让我们定睛在耶稣基督你的身上。
Let us fix our eyes only to you.
我们在这儿祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
上一次我们在这里一起分享了在基督里的思念。
Last time I shared with you the remembrance in the Lord.
今天呢，我们来在这里一起分享腓立比书的另一个主题，在基督里的相交。
Today I want to share with you another theme of from the book of Philippians, the fellowship in Christ.
经文就是大家刚才读的《腓立比书》二章一到十一节。
The scriptures is we just read from chapter 2, verse 1 to 11.
当我们在读经的时候，我们会发现不同的经文它有不同的结构。
And while we are reading the Bible, we find that different part of the scripture has different structure.
所以也就是不同的结构，我们也应该用不同的方法来理解圣经的教导。
Because of their difference in structure, so we should use a different method to study the passage.
比方有的经文它是非常明显的，从 A 到 B, 从 B 到 C 这样的顺序。
Scriptures is very obvious. They logically from A to B, B to C.
比如说罗马书第八章二十九到三十节。
For example, the book of Romans, chapter 8, 28 to 30.
这个罗马书八章二十九到三十节呢，它这就是有名的救恩的五环。
And the Romans chapter 8, verse 29 to 30 is talking about the five steps of the salvation.
他这里面告诉我们说，罗马书第二九章，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among the many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified.
所以这个我们很明显就能看出，它是一步一步的，从 A 到 B, 从 B 到 C, 从 C 到 D 等等往下一致的。
from the following scriptures, we can see it's step by step from A to B to C.
我们也可以看到彼得后书一章五到七节。
And we also can see the similar pattern from the, Second Peter, chapter 5, verse 7.
第一章五到七节。
彼得后书。Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 5 to 7.
好。他在这里面说，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上谦诚，有了谦诚又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control.And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love.
所以呢，这两段这两个地方的经文呢，非常明显的，它就这样的送这样的结构 ，A 到 B，C 到 A 到 B，B 到 C，C 到 D 这样的一个逻辑结构。
So these two passages are very similar, step by step from A to B to C.
我们理解它的时候，也就按这个顺序来理解。
When we study them, we should follow this sequence to understand them.
但是有的经文它是不一样的，它是我们读的时候顺序的，看圣经上记录的时候，它是从 A 到 B， 从 B 到 C， 从 C 到 D。
And some scripture they're different. When we read it, it's different from the one that we read above.
但是他理解起来，其实他是 A 是由于 B，B 是由于 C，C 的是由于 D， 最终的起点是在最后那一点。
Even though when we read it, it looks like it's from A to B to C, but if you're trying to understand it, it's B derived from A and C derived from B.
所以今天我们所要分享的这段经文就是这样的特点。
Today's scripture we will study is follow the second pattern.
他开始的时候教导我们要在基督里面相交。
And in the beginning, it teaches us we have fellowship in Christ.
而且呢，又要必须在基督里面合一。
And also we need to be united in Christ first.
而要想合一呢，又要与基督相交。
And if we want to be united with Christ, we need to have fellowship with Christ.
而要与基督相交呢，我们就要知道，还有学习基督的榜样。
And if we want to fellowship with Christ, we also need to imitate Christ.
所以我们要想更很好的理解这段经文，我们就要用另一种方法，就叫正读繁解法。
And if we want to totally understand this passage, we need to use some method. It's called we read it in sequence, but we understand according to its logic.
好，或者可以说 reading orderly, understanding reversely.
Read orderly, understanding reversely.
好，这段经文呢，主要包括三个要点。
And this passage includes three major points.
第一点就是学基督的榜样。
And first is learn from Christ.
这在第六节到第十一节。
And it's taken from the scripture verse 6 to 11.
第二点，首先与基督相交，第三节到第五节。
And the second theme is we first need to fellowship with Christ.
最后一点我们分享，在基督里与神儿女的相交，就是第一节、第二节。
And the last we can share fellowship with God's children in Christ.
我们首先来看学基督的榜样六到十一节。
First, we want to look at how we learned from Christ.
学基督的榜样里面，我们分成这么三点来理解。第一点就是基督的超越。
And first, we want to study the preeminence of Christ.
第二点，基督的取终。
And then the condescendence of Christ.
最后一点，我们从基督的荣耀，我们学基督的荣耀。
And last, we'll learn that the glory of Christ.
好，我们一起看第一点，基督的超越。
Now we want to look at the preeminence of Christ.
所以这是第六节，我们一起看一下。
Shall we read the verse 6?
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
Who being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
这里是指主耶稣还没有道成肉身来到世界上的状态。
This is describing that Christ before his incarnation and come to the world.
他是超越一切的，他本身就是神。
And he is above everything, and he himself is God.
这里说他本有神的形象，且与神同等。
And here it says he has the very form, nature of God, and he's equal with God.
所以他其实就是神。
And he is God.
这里并不是在说，神有一个物质上的形态或者形式。
Here is not talking about God has a physical body.
这里是在讲耶稣基督他拥有所有的神的属性。
It's telling us that Christ has all the nature and the characteristic of God.
也就是说他就是神。
And he is God.
神，也就是说神无所不知。
God is omniscient.
耶稣基督也是无所不知。
And he is also all-knowing.
神是无所不能或全能的神，耶稣基督也是全能。
God is almighty, and Jesus Christ is also almighty.
神是造物主、救赎者，耶稣基督也是。
And God is the Savior and the Creator. Jesus Christ also is Savior and the Creator.
神是道路、真理、生命，耶稣基督也是。
God is the truth, the way, and the life. Jesus Christ also is.
神是无限的、永恒的、永不改变的，耶稣也是。
God is infinite and eternal. Jesus Christ also is.
所以这节经文它是在解释耶稣基督他的神性。
And this passage is describing the deity of Christ.
他是完全的神。
And he is a complete God.
但是他没有使用他的神性所拥有的能力。
But he didn't use his nature of God, the ability of his nature of God.
来避免他道成肉身，且为我们这些罪人死在十字架上。
To avoid his incarnation to become a man, to come to this world to save us.
这充分体现了耶稣基督他的超越性。
And this tells us the transcendence of Jesus Christ.
第二点我们看基督的 取宗
And next we're going to look at the Jesus Christ's condescension.
这是在第七节到第八节。
It's taken from verse 7 to 8.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，重新顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
耶稣基督他是完全的神。
Jesus Christ is complete full God.
他不但在所有的人之上，他也在所有的天使之上。
He is not only above all human beings and also above all the spirit beings.
他在所有的受造之物之上。
And he is above all the creatures.
但他为了我们这些污秽的罪人。
But for our undeserved sinners.
为了完全顺服父神的旨意。
And in order to fully obey the Father of God.
他宁肯降卑自己，成为奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He descended himself as a servant and become a human.
这里他圣经中他用了一个虚己的这个词。
And here it used the word humble.
虚己，他这里面其实就是，其实耶稣基督他是实实在在的神，是所有受造之物敬拜的对象。
Here it says he emptied himself, made himself nothing.
但是他愿意成为仆人，服侍人的。
He's willing to become a servant to serve human.
也愿意与诸位罪人同住，甚至为罪人死。
He's willingly to live among sinners and die for the sinners.
这充分地表达了基督耶稣他的取宗。
And this totally tells us that Jesus Christ, his full purpose and commitment to save us.
这两节经文也体现了耶稣基督他的荣耀。
And also described the glory of Jesus Christ.
这表现在第九节到第十一节。
And it's taken from verse 9 to 10.
那么第六节到第八节是耶稣基督他卑微自己。
From verse 6 to 8, it tells us Jesus Christ humbled himself.
他呢离开天上的宝座，道成肉身，来到地上，与罪人同住。
He's departed from the throne in heaven and come to become a human to live among us.
而且为了拯救我们这些罪人，他死在十字架上。
In order to save us sinners, he died on the cross.
第九节到第十一节告诉我们，耶稣基督他三日后复活。
And from verse 9 to 11 tells us that after three days, he resurrected.
他又回到天上的宝座。
And he returned to the throne in heaven.
那么主在他的事工中，耶稣基督他在他事工中，他四次提到至高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
And during his ministry on earth, Jesus mentioned four times that if you humble yourself, you will be exalted, but if you exalt yourself, you will be humble.
这在马太福音第十八章第四节、第二十三章第十二节有记录。
It's taken from Matthew chapter 24.
还有在路加福音十四章第十一节，还有十八节、四十四节都有记录。
And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18.
这个里面我们看，他说至高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。他所讲的完全体现了耶稣基督他自己在世上的生命。
And this humble attitude fully described the life Jesus lived on earth.
那么在这句话中，至高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
And here the verse says when one humble himself will be exalted, and when one exalt himself will be humbled.
那么如果我们看英文圣经的话，我们会发现至高的与自卑的它都是用的主动式。
And here if we look at carefully, those verbs are active verbs.
而降为卑，升为高，它都是用的被动语态式。
But be humbled and be exalted used as inactive.
也就是说，神降为卑，也就是被神降为卑，或者被神升为高。
It tells us that we are exalted by God or be humbled by God.
谁能把人降为卑或升为高呢？
Who can exalt people or humble people?
只有神。
Only God.
这句话的意思是自己升高自己的人必然会被神降卑。
And here tells us if one trying to exalt himself will be humbled by God.
而自己卑微自己的人必然被神升高。
If one show humility before God, then he will be exalted by God.
在第六节到第八节中，我们会发现耶稣基督是这四节里面的主语 subject。
Here from verse 6 to 8, Christ is the subject of this passage.
那么动词也都是用的主动式。
And all the verbs are active verbs.
可以，他这样讲，他说，他没有与神同为抢夺的，他轻看自己，他完全送服。
We can say that he didn't take himself as equality with God as something to be grasped, or he humbled himself and made himself nothing.
而九到十节里面我们看到神是主语。
And from verse 9 to 11, we can see God is the subject.
而耶稣基督是被动的。
Jesus Christ is inactive.
也就是说是神使所有的这一切发生。
And we can see it's God made everything happen.
是神将荣耀加在基督的身上。
It's God himself put glory onto Jesus.
而基督做的一切又是为了荣耀父神。
And all the things that Jesus has done in order to exalt God.
我们从耶稣基督的身上呢，看到的最突出的就是他的自卑与他的完全的颂服。
And from Jesus Christ's life that we can see his fully obedience and his humility.
那么我们怎么才能拥有耶稣基督这样的品格呢？
And how can we have the characteristic of Jesus?
我们必须要与基督耶稣相交。
We need to be fellowship with Christ.
而且要常常与他相交。
And often fellowship.
那什么是相交？
What is fellowship?
相交表面意思也就是两个对象 联合在一起就叫相交。
It's the two objects united together.
那么也就是彼此才有彼此的交流。
And so that we can have interact with each other.
虽然我们都是一些蒙恩的罪人。
Even though we are all undeserved sinners.
但是我们的罪性仍在我们的里边。
We still have our sinful nature.
我们不能自卑，我们也不能完全的顺服。
We can't truly humble ourselves or be obedient.
我们需要神赐给我们这样特别的恩典。
We need grace from God.
所以我们必须首先与基督相交。
So first, we need to fellowship with Christ.
那么这就是第三节到第五节，我们首先要与基督相交。
And this is from the scripture from verse 3-5. We first fellowship with our Lord.
那我们怎么样才能与基督相交？
And how?
第五节这边告诉我们说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And here says your mind should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
那么以基督耶稣的心为心，首先要我们要知道基督的心。
How could we have the mind of Christ? We need to understand what is in Christ's mind.
要想知道基督的心，我们必须跟基督相交。
And we need to be fellowship with Christ, then we can understand his mind.
跟基督连在一起，互相交流。
We need to be united in Christ so we can have fellowship with him.
那我们怎么样来建立这种相交？
How can we build up this fellowship?
主要我们通过下面这么五点，我们可以建立跟基督的相交。
From the following illustrations, we can know that how we fellowship with Christ.
第一点，我们就是通过读经来跟基督相交。
First, through the Bible reading, we have fellowship with Christ.
我们知道圣经是神的话语。
We know that Bible is God's word.
所以我们读经就是来听神对我们讲什么。
When we read the Bible,We come to listen to what God is speaking to us.
知道神的旨意，知道耶稣基督的心。
So that we can understand God's will and the mind of Christ.
我们这样子才能知道我们当如何来行，才能满足基督的心。
So that we know what we can do and to satisfy the Lord.
来，我们才能知道行什么样的事，真的才能够讨神的喜悦。
So then we know that what kind of thing that pleases God.
我们一起来读一下提摩太后书三章十六到十七节。
Let us read second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16-17.
圣经是神所默示的，于教训、读者、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
我们读经还是不够，我们还要祷告。
Not only we read the Bible, we also need to pray.
祷告是我们对神讲话，让神知道我们的心思意念。
Pray is talking to God so that God knows our mind.
告诉神我们的需要。
And tell God what is our need.
我们的赞美。
Our praise.
我们的软弱。
Our weakness.
求神赐给我们力量、智慧和信心。
Ask God to give us faith, strength,faith and strength.
第三点了，我们还要必须有个人的灵修。
And also we need a personal devotion too.
所以个人的灵修呢，主要包括读经、祷告，还有呢对神的话语的默想。
And among the personal devotion, we read the Bible and pray to God, and also meditate in God's word.
所以作为神的儿女了，我们每天应该分别出一定的时间来专门。 与神来相交。
As children of God, we should every day separate some time so we can have fellowship with God.
第四点，我们要跟主相交的方就是我们应当参加主日的敬拜。
And the first one is we should come on the Lord's Day to worship God with others.
那么主日呢，是众弟兄姊妹一起来到神的殿中敬拜神的日子。
On the Lord's Day, all the children of God come to his sanctuary to worship him.
我们把这一天完完全全分别出来，就是为了一个目的，就是来敬拜神。
And on the Lord's Day, we separate this day as holy so that we can come completely to worship God.
我们可以在他里面得到身体上的休息，灵性上的喂养和我们的舒畅 refresh。
So that we can have a spiritual refreshness and physical strengthening by God.
当然我们还应该有家庭的崇拜。
So we also need a family worship.
所以家庭崇拜，如果基督徒应该有家庭崇拜，把一家人每天也要在饭每日的饭后晚饭后之前呢，一同带到神面前来感谢神，来敬拜神。
As a Christian family, we also need to bring our family every day at, before the after the supper that we should worship God.
这也是我们跟神相交的一个方法。
This is also a way to fellowship with Christ.
第二点，与基督相交的有什么表现？
And what is the outcome after we fellowship with God?
那么我们与基督相交，它不是一种形式，也不是给人看。
And the fellowship with God is not for others to look.
它是一种真诚的信心的交流。
It is the true spirit and in trust we have fellowship.
如果我们真的能够跟主相交，我们必然会内心有改变。
If we truly have fellowship with God, we will have internal change.
这最少有两点我们需要，我们能够改变的。
And there's two we can look for change.
首先，我们与基督相交的话，我们会有谦卑的心。
First, we will have a humble heart.
我们其次，我们会有仆人的心。
And also, we will have a servant heart.
如果我们真正的理解了耶稣基督的谦卑，
If we truly understand the humility of Christ,
他愿意从一个至高的神降卑为人，
He's willing to become a human from the very nature of God,
与罪人同住，
and live among the sinners.
我们就没有任何资格来，就像圣经中告诉我们的，来结党或者图虚浮的荣耀。
And for our, on our side, we don't have any excuse to seek self-ambition and doing the corrupt things.
其实结党或者图虚浮的荣耀，它的意思其实就是以自我为中心，自高自傲。
And self-ambition, seeking one's own glory, it is proud.
那么基督他自己为了他人，他愿意生活在这个世上。
For the sinners, Christ is willingly to live on the world.
他为了我们这些罪人，他轻看自己的荣耀。
And for our, for us sinners, he didn't take his glory as something that do not want to give up.
那么作为我们这些普普通的罪人，我们更应当看到别人比我们自己强。
And so for our, we like sinners, we.Also need to think others better than ourselves.
也就是我们更应该轻看我们自己。
And we should not look highly on ourselves.
有谦卑的心。
We should have a humble heart.
其次，我们要有仆人的心。
And we also need a servant heart.
那么这个段经文里面讲，他说顾别人的事，这里也就是说愿意服侍别人。
And here, in the verse, it says we look in the interest of others. That means we serve others.
基督本为万物之主，为万物所敬拜的对象。
Christ is the Lord of all nature, and is the Lord that need to be worshipped by all.
他却降卑为人，且完全顺服父神。
But he condescended as human and being obedient to the Father.
服侍我们这些罪人。
So that he can serve us sinners.
为了我们这些罪人，他愿意活在世上。
For our sinners, he is willingly to come to earth to live.
而我们作为神的儿女，也应当有仆人的心。
And as the children of God, we should have a heart of serve others.
有为他人而活的心。
And live for others.
其实一个单为自己而活的人，他不会有真正的喜乐。
If a person only lives for himself, he will not truly have joy.
他只会活得越来越狭隘。
And he will live a life that narrow-minded.
那我们怎么样才能成为一个有仆人的心为他人而活的人呢？
And how could we become a servant and live for others?
第一点，我们要首先要承认我们自己的骄傲和我们自己为中心。
And first, we need to admit we are selfish and self-centered.
求神来改变我们。
So that God can change us.
如果你自己还认为自己说我不怎么骄傲，我或者我不怎么以我自己为中心。
If you think yourself are not self-centered or not proud.
骄傲就是骄傲，自我为中心就是自我为中心。
Proud is proud, and self-centered is just self-centered.
那么如果你有这样的想法，那么你必须，那么你必然 是在欺骗你自己。
If you think that way, that you are self-deceiving.
因为我们每个人，罪人，都是这样的本性。
Because all the sinners have this same nature, self-centered and proud.
除非你不承认你是个罪人。
Unless you do not think you are a sinner.
其次，我们要在神面前自卑。
And next, we need to humble ourselves before God.
看到我们自己的污秽。
And see our own sin.
我们一起看一下彼得前书第五章五到六节。
Let's look at the First Peter chapter 5,
五到六节
verse 5 to 6.
那么这个里面他说，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves.Therefore, God, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
而彼得他自己在第一次见到主的时候，又看到主的大能的时候，他在路加福音第五章第八节，他说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Peter himself, when he first time see the Lord, realize Jesus is God, he tells Jesus that,get away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man.
而在以赛亚书六章五节
And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 5.
当以赛亚在异象中见到神的荣耀时，他是这样说的
When Isaiah sees God, glory in the vision.
他说祸哉我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，也只有住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips.
所以呢，当我们来到神的面前自卑的时候，我们自然会看到我们自己的污秽。
When we come before God with a humble heart, we surely will see our own sinfulness.
看到神的圣洁，甚至我们不敢就近他。
We will see God's holiness that we will be fearful to come to Him.
第三点，我们要常常与基督相交。
And the next is we should often have fellowship with Christ.
我们一起看一下腓立比书第四章第十三节。
Shall we read the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 3?
腓立比书第四章第十三节。
Verse 13. Philippians 4, verse 13.
Okay.
I can do everything.
对，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
这里也告诉我们，基督是我们的生命、能力，也是智慧的泉源。
Here it tells us Christ is our life, our strength, and the source of all our might.
所以这里这从这三点中，我们知道。我们要承认我们自己的骄傲，我们要承认我们自己为中心。其实我们要来到神的面前自卑，也要常与神相交，这样我们才能成为一个有仆人的心，也愿成为一个愿意为他人而活的人。
So from the above that we know, we should often know ourselves that we are self-centered and proud. We should come before God to fellowship with Him so that we can be humbled.
我在这里举一个小例子。
And I will give you an example.
在中国的南方呢，有的农民呢，他住在山上。
And in the south part of the China, some farmers they live on the mountains.
所以他们种的是梯田。
And they plant seeds on the terraced field.
所以有一个基督徒呢，他种的梯田呢，那么他每次早晨就要给这些梯田浇水。
One Christian, he get up in the morning and watered his field.
那么他的邻居呢，就住在他的这个梯田的下，他的下边。
And his neighbors live down his field.
那么他每次浇水的时之前呢，他下边的这一家人呢，他总是把他的梯田那个小梯呢给开一个口子。
And every time when he waters his field, the neighbors that lived down, he always open a dike.For his own field.
所以这个基督他总是浇地的时候，总是先把他下面的那家人家的地给先，总是先流到他家里面。
So when the Christian waters his field, the water always go down to the neighbor's field.
他也自己一开始觉得就可能几次就不这样做了，他就在等待。
And the first he doesn't like it, so he just.Don't water the field, just wait.
但他这个邻居呢，一直就这样的做。
But the neighbors continue doing that way.
他非常的失望。
And he was disappointed.
他最后就找了几个弟兄来一起问这些信徒来怎么办，他们就起来祷告。
So he gathered some Christian brothers and pray for this matter.
所以经过祷告，他们做了一个决定。
And after the prayer, they made a decision.
所以这个基督徒呢，他每次先把他下面那家人的这个梯田浇满。
So after that, he always first watered the field for the neighbors.
然后最后浇他自己的地。
Then he watered his own field.
就通过这样的方式，他的邻居最终归主。
And through this testimony that his neighbor later believed.
因为他知道这是人所做不出来的，这是神所做的。
Because the neighbor understands that no human can do this other than God made him.
所以我们每个人也要真的学习这样的一个榜样，愿意做仆人，愿意为他人而活。
So we need to learn from this example, become a servant and live for others.
好，最后一点我们讲一下，在基督里与神儿女的相交。
And the last, we will talk about in Christ how the children have fellowship with each other.
就是在我们的第一节和第二节。
This is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
那么如果我们常常与基督相交，我们必然会在基督里合一。
If we often have fellowship with Christ, we shall have one mind.Among brothers.
这就是第二节所讲的。
And this is taken from the second verse.
所以你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，一样的心思，有一当一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Then you will be being like-minded, one mind, having the same love, being in one spirit and purpose.
为什么在基督里相交会产生在基督里的合一呢？
Why we have fellowship with Christ will cause us to have unity with others.
首先，我们的心思意念是被同一个圣灵引导的。
First, all our mind is leaded by the same Spirit.
凡是蒙恩得救的神的儿女，都有圣灵住在我们的里边。
All the born again Christians, they all have Spirit live among them.
引导我们的所思所想，也引导我们的行事为人。
The Spirit guides all our thinking and actions.
第二点，这种合一，它并不是说你想一我也想一，你想二我也想二。
This unity doesn't mean that if you think number one, I will think number one. You think number two, I'll think number two.
这种合一是指我们有一个共同的目标。
And this unity means that we all have the same purpose.
就是说，我们常常能够一起来建立主的身体。
And we can all be together, build up the body of Christ.
我们也能一同拓展神的国度。
And we can also work together to expand the kingdom of God.
所以我们弟兄姊妹的关系就像我们一个家庭中的家庭成员关系一样。
The relationship between brothers and sisters in the church is just like the relationship in your family.
所以我们的共同目标就是建立我们一个美好的健康的家庭。
Our common purpose is to build up a healthy family.
也就是神的教会。
And this is God's church.
那么有了基督里的合一，那么我们就会有基督里的相交。
If we have the unity in Christ, then we will have fellowship with Christ.
而这种相交首先就是基督里的劝勉。
And this includes the encouragement in Christ.
这种在基督里的劝勉呢，也是门徒在爱中一起生活的支持。
And the encouragement in Christ, among others, that is the support our Christian lives.
这种劝勉呢，是出自内心的。
And this encouragement is from our heart.
不是外表的。
Not just mere talk.
它是一个合一的表现。
It is the manifestation of unity.
而这种合一呢，它是神的力量在我们中间的体现。
And it's God's strength, proclaimed, demonstrated among our life.
是可见的，不是说隐藏的。
And it can be seen, and it's not hidden.
通过门徒，通过信徒的言谈举止，我们可以世人都可以看着。
Through our talking action, between one another, that others can see we are Christian.
正如约翰福音十七章二十一节所说。
And just like it described in the book of John.
约翰福音二十一章一十七章。
Chapter 17.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
他说：“使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面。”使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
所以，我们基督徒之间的合一的这种的劝勉，它是可见的。
So the encouragement among Christians, in the unity of Christ is, demonstrated among others.
在基督里的相交也体现在出于爱的安慰。
And also the fellowship in the Christ that we have comfort from his love.
这种出于爱的安慰呢，不是我们自己能做到的。
This is not by our own ability.
它是基督的爱透过我们的流露。
It's Christ's love flowed from us.
是住在我们里面的圣灵工作的结果。
It's the work from the Holy Spirit live in us.
那么就在约翰福音第十三章第三十四节。约翰福音十三章三十四节。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34.
那么当主耶稣基督被钉十字架之前，他还在教导他的门徒说。
Before Christ was nailed on the cross, he was teaching his disciples.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
所以我们也要像基督爱我们一样，爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
So we need to love our brothers and sisters just like Christ loved us.
当有人软弱或者是犯罪时，
When one is weak and sin,
我们应当扶持或安慰他们。
We need to support and encourage.
我们不应当旁观、定罪或者是自我为意。
We shouldn't condemn them and self-righteously criticize them.
我们要帮助他们重新站立、悔改、恢复他们与神的关系。
We need to help them, comfort them, so they can stand up again and repent and live a holy life.
所以在基督里的相交也表现在灵里面的交通。
And fellowship in Christ also mean with participation in the Holy Spirit.
约翰一书一章三节，他就讲到神的儿女要在灵里面交通。
And in the first John, and here it tells us all the children of Christ need to fellowship in Christ, in spirit.
所以他在这里说，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
这里在说，你们因为听信福音，因着神的恩典与神有了纵向的相交。
And here it tells us after we listen to the gospel and believed that we have the vertical fellowship with God.
那么你们也必然会与周围的肢体有这种纵向、横向的相交。
And we after that we also will have a horizontal fellowship with other believers.
而在约翰福音一章，还在这章里面的六节到七节，更进一步强调。
And the verse 6 and 7 emphasize this fellowship.
我们读一下这节。他说，我们若是说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣基督的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
所以他在这里是在强调肢体界的相交，它是前提。
So John here is emphasized that fellowship with others is the precondition.
所以这个前提必须是首先与神的相交。
The precondition is we need to fellowship with God.
也就是前面我们所讲到的与基督首先的相交。
It's the fellowship with Christ.
那么第五点我们要学到的与在基督里的相交呢，就是说神儿女要有与基督相交，也表现在呢出于神的慈悲怜悯。
And the fellowship among others also manifested because God's mercy and compassion.
在圣经中慈悲怜悯这两个词呢，每次提到它都是关于神的。
And in the Bible, every time mercy and compassion are mentioned, it's related to God.
它出现在罗马书第十二章十一节。
And it appeared in the book of Romans, chapter 12.
它也出现在路加福音七章十三节。
And also appeared in the Gospel of Luke.
还有哥林多后书一章三节。
And also the Second Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3.
还有雅各书五章十一节。
And also the book of James.
我们先看一下路加福音七章十三节。
We shall look first in the book of Luke.
那么路加福音七章十三节告诉我们。
chapter 7, verse 13.
这是耶稣呢，他看着这个一个妇人的儿子死了，耶稣，这是耶稣的话。
And when Jesus saw a widow lost his son, he said this.
主看见那寡妇，就怜悯她，对她说，不要哭。
And when the Lord saw that widow and have compassion on her and told her that don't cry.
我们再看一下罗马书第十二章一节。
And the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1.
他在这里说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以从这些里面我们看到，所有的提到这个慈悲跟怜悯，它都是关于神自己的性质。
From the above scriptures we just read, that we know that every time when Bible mentions mercy and compassion, it's from God.
那么在哥伦多，那么在腓立比书这一节经文里面，那么我们多，它是我们可以从这个另一个方面来认识。
But in the book of Philippians, we can see these two words from another perspective.
那么其实我们多次得罪神，但是神呢，并没有按我们的过犯待我们，也没有按我们的罪孽报应我们。
We sinned many times to God, but God didn't treat us as our sin have deserved.
所以我们要常常的思想神在我们身上的慈悲怜悯。
So we often need to think that the mercy and the compassion God has gave to us.
我们本该受地狱之刑。
We should get the punishment of hell.
然而神爱我们，且为我们死。
But God loves us and died for us.
他不但引导我们在地上的生活。
Not only he lead us the life on earth.
他也会引导我们到天上为我们所预备的地方。
And he also will lead us to the life in heaven.
另一方面他也教导我们。
And he also teaches us.
我们要效法神的慈悲怜悯。
We should imitate God's mercy and compassion.
如果我们知道神的大慈悲，
If we know how great the compassion and mercy God has,
当别人冒犯我们，或者是与我们有争执，或者有不同的意见时，
When others sin against us or have argued conflictions with us,
那么圣经中，那么我们是以牙还牙，针锋相对呢，还是要表现出在神里面的怜悯恩慈，怜悯慈悲怜悯呢？
Should we revenge against tooth, or we should have mercy and compassion for them?
那么除了耶稣基督是我们最好的榜样之外，
other than Jesus Christ is our good example.
那么圣经中的另一个例子就是约瑟。
And another example Bible gave to us is Joseph.
他没有按他的哥哥们的过犯来待他们。
He didn't treat all his brothers as their sin have deserved.
而是满有神的慈悲怜悯。
And he has full of mercy and compassion from God towards them.
在他的哥哥们满以为他最后要报复他们的时候，他反而是用恩慈的话来安慰他们。
When his brothers is scared he will revenge, but he used the words to comfort them.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天听了圣经中关于在基督里的相交的教导。
Brothers, sisters, today we have learned how the Bible describes that we have fellowship in Christ.
这种在基督里的相交不是一开始就会能有的。
And this is not just happened, just happens.
我们首先要学基督的榜样。
We need to imitate Christ.
我们也必须要有首先要与基督的相交。
We should first have fellowship with Christ.
有了与基督的相交，我们才会有在基督里的合一。
After we fellowship with Christ, then we can have unity in Christ.
而有了在基督里边的里面的合一，我们才会在基督里面，我们才会在基督里神儿女的相交。
And if we have the unity in Christ, then we can have fellowship with others in Christ.
基督的心才会得到满足。
And then the heart, Christ's heart can be satisfied.
就像今天的经文所说。
Just like the verses we have read today.
今天的经文第一节第二节，他说：“所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。”
If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any mercy and compassion, then make my joy complete.By being like-minded, having the same love, being one spirit and purpose.
那么主耶稣也在约翰福音十三章三十五节说。
And Jesus also told us in the book of John.
他说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。”
Chapter 13, verse 35 says, "By this."All men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们真的是只有在基督里面有跟基督相交，我们才能有合一。
Only if we have fellowship with Christ, then we have unity among ourselves.
我们有了合一，我们才能彼此的相交。
Only through this unity, we can have a fellowship with others.
那么这些相交是真的出自内心的，不是表面的。
And these fellowships are from your heart, not just the outward.
是基督的爱透过我们的流露。
It's Christ's love lives among through us.
让我们每个人真的是每日的过我们的成圣的生活。
Let us all live our life, victorious life.
我们会有软弱，我们会有挣扎。
We will have trouble and struggle.
尤其在这个现今这个污秽，在这个罪恶的世界。
Especially during this wicked period of time.
我们更需要彼此的劝勉。
And we often need encouragement from one another.
我们也更需要彼此的爱，在爱中的安慰。
We even more need the comfort.Among one another.
我们真的知道我们所信的是独一的真神是耶稣基督。
We truly know that our God is Jesus Christ.
不管这个世界发生什么，我们只是相信耶稣基督。
No matter what happens in this world,
他掌管一切。
We believe Christ is in control of everything.
他已经在十字架上胜过了这个世界。
And he already claimed the victory on the cross.
就像前两天呢，星期五不是这个美国最高法院他通过了同性恋全美国州各个州合法。
And just like a couple of days ago on Friday, the Supreme Court of the United States approved the gay marriage right.
那么有的弟兄姊妹就非常的失望，说这怎么办？以后我们会可能会面临逼迫，面临好多的不自由。
And some brothers sisters they were worried in the future that Christians will be persecuted and lost their freedom.
甚至会对以后啊，我们基督教以后的发展方向了怎么办呢？好有好多担忧。
Even worry about the future life on this earth.
就在电视上，一个人采访一个人说，道就是谁在胜利了，在这场这个斗争中。
And just like there's a talk on the TV that who is winning during this fight.
就是美国总统自己也说，这是美国的胜利。
And the president of America says this is the victory of America.
就像一个。电视评论也说，其实这是美国的完全失败。
But the TV commentator said this is a total failure of the United States.
因为基督他已经胜了这个世界，我们的胜利真的已经完成了他的胜利。
Because Christ already overcome the world, and he is the victor.
所以让我们一起来劝勉，让我们一起来鼓励，让我们一起真的是跟随我们的主耶稣基督。
So we need to encourage each other and comfort each other and follow Jesus Christ.
不被周围所发生的一切来左右、来干扰。
Not influenced by the other unbelieving thoughts.
因为神他有他的应许，他必与我们同在。
God has His own promise. He said He will be with us.
他必引导我们，直到他再来的日子。
He will guide us until the day He came.He come.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你又赐给我们这样美好的时间。
Dear Heavenly Father, we once again thank you for giving us this wonderful time.
让我们一起在这里来敬拜你。
That so that we can come to worship you together.
主，我们为着你的救恩感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks for your salvation.
为着你赐给我们教会感谢你。
Give thanks for the church you have given us.
主，我们为着主你在十字架上给我们创始成终的事感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for give us this wonderful gift on the cross.
主，就求主你继续引导每个你儿女前面的脚步。
Lord, please guide every your children to lead their life.
让我们因着你名的缘故。
So that because of your name.
让我们彼此劝勉，彼此安慰。
So we can encourage and comfort one another.
从基督一样的慈悲怜悯的心。
So that we can have the heart of full of mercy and compassion from God.
在主里面，我们彼此相爱。
So that we can love one another in Christ.
彼此合一。
And be united in Christ.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
我们在这祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.